From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Senator John Kerry says the United States will increase emergency aid to Pakistan to help that country deal with its unprecedented deadly flooding disaster. At least 1,500 people are dead and 20 million Pakistanis displaced. Relief agencies are trying to rush help to victims, but as World Vision spokesman Mike Bailey says, only a fraction of the people who need help get it.
3.5 million children and as many adults in absolute desperate situation, many of whom still with no shelter from after being flooded out from their homes.
Pakistan's top weather forecaster says flooding in his country will stay at dangerous levels through the end of the month. Disaster has struck China as well. Flooding washed out a bridge in Sichuan province today, derailing a train. It fell into a river. Flooding and landslides have killed at least 1,200 Chinese this summer. The Congressional Budget Office releases its latest analysis today on the country's budget deficits. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports.
The Congressional Budget Office report is designed to provide congressional lawmakers with the most precise, nonpartisan appraisal of the nation's economic well-being. It also gives the most up-to-date projections on deficits that began before President Obama took office during the George W. Bush administration. Those deficits ballooned during the housing market crisis and President Obama's stimulus spending in 2009. Members of Congress used the CBO numbers as a roadmap for determining how best to bring the skyrocketing budget deficit under control. Democrats fear voter backlash in the fall from many Americans fed up with out-of-control government spending and lingering high unemployment. The White House Budget Office estimated in July that the deficit for this fiscal year will hit $1.47 trillion. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
General Motors has announced it has filed for an initial public offering of stock. Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET reports it's expected to be one of the biggest IPOs in history.
Financial analysts have been waiting for official word of GM's IPO. The Detroit automaker says it has filed a registration statement with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. The IPO is part of GM's efforts to repay American taxpayers. The U.S. government invested roughly $50 billion in the automaker last year to keep it from collapsing. The government now owns more than 60% of General Motors. Company officials say they haven't determined how many shares of stock they'll offer or what the initial price range for the stock will be. The IPO filing was originally expected last Friday, but was delayed after Chairman and CEO Ed Whitaker announced plans for his resignation. GM board member Dan Akerson will assume those duties later this year. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.
The U.S. has lowered the number of troops in Iraq to 50,000, just ahead of the target date of August 31st. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The Pentagon is denying any willingness to work with the founder of WikiLeaks. NPR's Tom Bowman is at the Pentagon and says the online whistleblower is getting ready to release more secret military documents.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange claimed that the Pentagon was willing to work with WikiLeaks to somehow remove the names of any Afghans who are working with the U.S. military. The Pentagon has said that WikiLeaks is putting the Afghans in harm's way because the Taliban would seek reprisals against those Afghans working with the U.S. military. So Assange hopes to somehow work with the Pentagon to remove the names of any Afghans so they can release the documents. But the Pentagon's saying there's no way we're going to work with WikiLeaks. We want all our classified documents back.
NPR's Tom Bowman at the Pentagon. Heavy rain in Tennessee has flooded the same region that was overwhelmed in May with deadly flooding. Much of central Tennessee remains under a flood watch. One home has been destroyed and a train derailed. No one was killed. Crews rescued many people trapped in vehicles on Wednesday. The National Weather Service says it doesn't expect Tennessee will see the same kind of rain that killed dozens of people earlier this year. The damage also there came to $1.5 billion. Automaker Mazda is expanding its safety recall to more than 500,000 vehicles in North America. Mazda says there's a potential flaw in some power steering units. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has opened an investigation. The affected cars are the Mazda 3 and the Mazda 5. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.